Any more memories of the wards in the 1950s?
Oh, yes. I mean, on the whole, they were in the Radcliffe, they were long wards with about 20 or 30 patients side by side, surrounded by curtains, which made privacy extremely difficult. And when taking, as we did, clerking patients, if they were slightly deaf, we would have to shout the questions, and some of them had these big ear trumpets that we would have to shout into, and all the surrounding patients would be absolutely laughing their heads off at some of the questions, if they were well enough to laugh. We were very embarrassed, of course. And the sister ruled in the ward. Sister of every ward was an extremely important person. She knew everything that needed to be known about the patients. She would tell us if we could come in or not, and so on. It was very important to get in with the sister in the ward. Then there were the ward rounds, the grand rounds, as they were called, and probably still are in some of the big teaching hospitals, but they certainly don't take that form in outlying hospitals, which do quite a lot of teaching nowadays, as in our local hospitals here, district hospitals in Colchester and Cambridge. They were very formal. There were large numbers of people, perhaps even 15, 20 people surrounding the bed with the senior surgeon or physician taking the round and putting all the little medical students on the spot with difficult questions about the history and diagnosis, treatment. And the patient would lie there being talked about and would simply just keep quiet and would hardly be referred to at all in person, as if they were just a lump of lead. It did strike us as very odd, really, and not something that we really felt was the way we would want to conduct our relationships with the patients. But that was the way, the example we were given, and I'm afraid it probably did colour a lot of people's attitudes and behaviour for quite a long time.
You mean the students' attitudes and behaviour?
Yes, yes. After they became doctors and seniors themselves, it probably took quite a while, several, maybe a generation of doctors before things changed, I think.